right, 4 o'clock. So here's the deal. I've got something for you guys, and it requires, hopefully, everyone's participation. If you're looking for Tiger Talk, we opened with it, Odyssey.com Rewind. If you want Lions, did that at 3. Trey Hendrickson's the latest news. He just let me set this up before any of you hyenas start to turn this into open mic night at the Laugh Factory. Now, what
I need to go get the megaphone?
Go ahead. I don't.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. What I want to set up is this. I'm going to play a trailer for you. Sports television has never been better, okay? It really hasn't. And I watch sports television about sports I actually don't care about, and I'm still entertained. I'll give you an example. I'm not an F1 fan, but Drive to Survive on Netflix is fantastic. It's really, really engaging. You get access to a sport that it makes you look at the sport in a different light. They're starting five with the NBA. Rico and his damn megaphone. Are you kidding me? He's got a police siren on this thing. Go ahead. You done testing your police siren? You pain in the ass.
I don't know what that was.
You giant man baby. Now listen, work with me. Okay. Sports, and again, like right now, I'm watching something through HBO called Celtic City. No, you don't need to like the Celtics to appreciate history. 30 for 30, right? Sports TV. So Netflix had a world premiere yesterday. This is where this goes sideways. I need you guys to just listen to this. If you want the visual, you can go online and watch it. But they are doing their latest sports series by the same people who produced Drive to Survive, the F1 series, Full Swing or Full Send, whatever it is called, the PGA one. Netflix puts major dollars into their sports programming. It's kind of like the new 30 for 30.
Yeah, they do.
So it's not about whether I'm interested. I mean, bricked up to the exponent. This is exciting. They are about to debut on April 22nd. A new documentary series, Unfettered Access to the Sport of Horse Racing, called Race for the Crown. It's all about the Triple Crown. Now, I wish it wasn't the Triple Crown. I also wish they wouldn't have found some of the most annoying horse owners. I digress.
But doesn't that sell the whole thing?
That's why reality TV sucks. Look, I want to play this trailer. And you out there in listener land, I'm going to ask you the same thing I'm asking these three. If there's ever a time you're going to give my sport a chance, April 22nd, can you watch one episode? Can you do that for Uncle Mike? Please. So I want to, 60 seconds. David, you did a beautiful job editing. We couldn't play the full 2 minutes. That's ridiculous. David, play the trailer. All right, come on, man. Really?
That's what Kitty wanted me to
really?
Do.
Really?
That's what Kitty wanted me to do. I have the trailer.
Oh, here. All I asked was like.
You know what? I'm going home. I don't think we're going to drop that moment right there.
I'm today. Going to play the trailer. I am going to play the trailer.
Beautiful job setting up this very important trailer. And why would you do that, David?
I mean,
all right, here is the trailer.
He spent 6 minutes setting that up.
Here is the trailer, people. Here we go.
All right. Now listen. That excites me. The point I'm making is, will you on April 22nd, can I get you to watch one episode on Netflix? One. I don't like F1, but I love Drive to Survive. It's the principle of you don't need to love something to be open-minded to learn about it or be entertained by it.
Correct. You know what, Mike?
Can Metro Detroit just wrap its arms around horse racing one time in life? Please.
Yeah, I would love. Here's
April 22nd.
I will watch an episode because I actually, contrary to popular belief, I like when you give us the behind the scenes stories or this is what really happens. This, because we don't. most people like me, you only follow horse racing for the Kentucky Derby.
I know.
And you watch it go around the track. And you don't know how these horses got there. They just miraculously show up.
I'm
and
hopeful.
These are supposedly the best 12 horses in the world.
Well, it's 20. Don't let details get in the way. Here's the point.
20, 12.
I'm hopeful this
see,
series.
I'm trying right now.
I'm hopeful this series shows you how they get there. It begins in earnest in their two-year-old season. Okay, we're done. I want to throw the number out. I just need to know. And if Evan were here, I'd have him link the world premiere. But Evan is apparently setting up Doug and Scott's broadcast. I didn't realize it was 2005.
It was opening day tomorrow. So, but yes,
is that Evan's job? You know what? Let me leave it alone. That's not fair.
No.
I'm
see,
sorry.
Because I'm assuming it'll be kind of like quarterbacks and things where
yes.
you kind of see, okay, this is this horse racing team, and we follow this owner, and we follow this jockey. I'm assuming correctly? Yes?
Good enough. I'm not slowing you down. You're so being no. honest.
I can't wait till they interview the horse.
Okay.
Stop it. But I will say this.
April 22nd. Can we get an hour of your time?
Yeah. When you listen.
I can't believe
listen,
this guy keeps riding my back like this.
When you when you listen and watch this trailer and you hear that jockey say, I'd rather die on the horse than the die of boredom, that hooked me. So I'm going to at least give
That's
this
Frankie
a few episodes.
DeTore.
That got me because I'm like.
Guy ought to pay his taxes.
Guy's old and he's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to die on this horse.
No, DeTore's damn near 60.
I
just, look, everything we love about sports is in that sport. You just got to give it a shot. And the reason this could work. Anyone I've ever brought around the game, they fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Because you get to show it to them in a way that is not available to us out here. I'm sorry, I'm not being disrespectful, but we don't have a thoroughbred racing industry out here. And
most people only follow horse racing for the Kentucky Derby.
Right. My point is...
And if you have a hot horse, then you follow with the Belmont and the Preakness.
F1, when you watch it on TV, it's a lot like what you talk about. You go, well, it's cars going in circles. What's the big deal? When you watch Drive to Survive and you get to see what goes into it, I have to tell you, it changed my perspective on F1 racing.
So, yeah, I would love it if they actually, like, featured somebody from, like, every element from an owner
they are.
To a trainer
the problem
to a
is,
jockey.
They picked some owners in here, and I know who they are, and I'm just like, oh, God, I'm going to put
it. I mean, it's got to be an element of entertainment.
Well, Mike Rapoli's the guy who funded St. John's Basketball.
Okay.
He's Tom Brady's business partner in No Bull. He created, Body Armor. He created Vitamin Water. He's also a petulant child and a big mouth. No one in horse racing can stand him.
Yeah, and they talk about the Twitter.
But you need
beef
a villain
in the promo.
Well, that's your villain. Then they got the eccentric. Listen, I can name all these. It doesn't matter. Kenny, April 22nd, popper bread, beer. Can we get an hour? Now, I know I don't want to cut into your video games too much because that's 20 hours a day. Can it be 19 hours of video games, 1 hour of this April 22nd?
See, to me, this sounds like. It sounds like a doc, but it also sounds like a dramatic TV show.
It is.
Like, I feel like that mixed with a sport element of it with horse racing.
Yes.
I'm in. I'll watch it.
And
I'll
let's face it, April 22nd, the Wings won't be in the playoffs. You have time.
Oh, yeah, there's no shot of that.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob, so we
I
can.
I'll give it
an All right, April
episode.
22nd, we're all going to watch this.
Yeah, I'll give it an episode.
All right, we'll do a little review session. I can't wait. And I say this in heavy quotations. Can't wait to hear what the ticket techs have to say.
David, I can't wait till they interview that horse. He's like smoking a cigarette like, I knew I was going to win this race.
How would they do that? They don't have thumbs.
They do in cartoons.
Okay. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97.
And all I got was some flowers around my neck.
The only reason I brought it up is it's Netflix. It's major budget. They don't do anything cheap. And their sports programming has primarily been excellent. So... And by the way, you can hate the Celtics. Celtic City is unbelievable. Just from if you like history, the footage, the interviews.
See, that's the reason why, because I've never really liked the Celtics.
And that's okay.
It's just like, I don't want to watch anything about them.
Because there's a couple episodes that are heavily Lakers, where Jerry West talks about hating them, where they do firebomb the city of Boston for being racist. Like, there are just...
Wait, Boston's racist?
Crazy. I never knew. Huh. The point is...
I thought
is,
they were the next Atlanta.
If you're a basketball fan and a historian, the footage... Rico, they have things I've never seen. They have interviews with Red Auerbach, with Wilt Chamberlain, like young Wilt Chamberlain. They have... It's just really fascinating. And it's done in a major budget way. It's not cheap. So yeah,
you sold me on that one too.
All right, give it a watch.
I watch quarterbacks. It lost. I lost
that lost
interest.
Me.